I'm very happy now to welcome back to the program Stephen Jules Rubin. He's producer of Santa Fe's monthly variety show, and he's a performer in that, and Tone Forrest. He's an actor, musician, and host of the variety show. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you for welcoming me.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
And so this is now becoming an institution, this monthly variety show, we hope.
We hope, yes.
You started it a few months ago.
Yeah, this is number four, refuse to miss a month, and hope to carry it on forever.
So what can we expect in this variety show, which, by the way, is happening Sunday, July 15th at 7 in the evening at Warehouse 21?
Correct. Well, if anyone's seen the past ones, this one will be sort of, the flyer says, show of short bursts. Some of the other shows have had longer theatrical pieces and such. This one is a lot of short numbers. There's some great musician this time, a short dance piece, poetry, some short plays, a comedy. But definitely much more variety.
Is this the first one, Tone, that you've participated in?
Yes, I attended the first one, and I was impressed both by the performance and by the effort to create something ongoing. The idea of doing a monthly theater salon is an idea that I've had for years, and I'm glad that Jules here has been able to pull it off, or is still trying to pull it off.
Trying to pull it off, yeah.
I know how hard it is.
It is hard. It's hard, particularly without, you know, the ability to have financial backing or anything. Doing it for the love of it is great, but it does make it more challenging, and you know, certain people can commit, and then something else comes up. But
right.
But I know everybody really, it's obviously a great idea that obviously, you know, isn't particularly mine, but we are the ones getting it going. But
yeah. And so, I mean, part of what's tricky about this is, I mean, there's certainly lots of theater people in town, but getting a whole bunch of people to do a short thing and getting somebody else to perform it, it's all for free.
It's all for free.
And, you know, getting them to rehearse it, using whatever profit. Basically, it's producing a whole bunch of theater pieces,
yeah,
albeit small.
Right.
Purely for the love of it.
Right. And my friends that I forced to help, you know, particularly Steve Rammel, who's helping with sound, and other people, still need somebody this month that can really help with the lights. But, you know, Steve Rammel has been calling it a seat of the pants production, which, as much as I may try for that not to happen, again, as we're saying, at this level, it just happens. Somebody commits and can't, and et cetera.
That's a good title for a production company.
Seat of the pants. We used to use Wasted Talent Productions, but we've grown up now.
what are some of the highlights of this month's variety show?
Well, there's two short plays, and unfortunately, Elena, if you're listening, they are readings. It's just, as you say, it's hard to get people to rehearse and prepare off book. But Jules Works has been doing a serialized one each month, so I know we have at least one person who's participating now, Jody Drinkwater, who's been following us month to month. So there's a continuity in that, although I knew all along that the following would happen, which is some actors come and go. But it's light, goofy, funny, but with philosophical undertones, hopefully.
Sounds like you.
Yes, yes. And then the play Jody wrote, for anyone who saw last month with Michael Weavers, which was a lot like mine, although I had nothing to do with that. This one is, she's a very distinctive voice. You can see she reads a lot of Sam Shepard. But yeah, Tone. We have a great musician, Jonathan Hill, thanks to Tone, and I'm excited about that. We had a band one month, but we haven't really had solid, great music yet, and that's important. I want that for this month and to carry on, some musicians that can be there.
So you are looking for, because this is a monthly variety show, you're looking for people for next month, too, for the August monthly variety show.
Right.
And how can they contact you?
My email, which I could spell out, srubinfilms@gmail, srubinfilms@gmail, and in the Facebook age, if you just connect with Santa Fe's monthly variety show, that's probably an easier way to connect with me
yeah,
let me know what you have. Last month, we only had 3 weeks. This time, we will have 5 weeks to get the next one together, but there are some slots for folks.
And you're looking for basically any kind of theater or readings of original work. People can do dance, poetry,
music,
anything that's performing arts.
It's pretty open, you know. And also one thing that's neat is I've been offering anyone with a production going on to promote that show.
The first performance that I witnessed There was a gentleman there who had gone to the trouble of memorizing the first five chapters of James Joyce's Ulysses.
I know who that must be.
Finnegan's Wake.
Oh, it was Finnegan's Wake.
Even,
right.
even more obscure.
Adam Harvey, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And he recited one of the chapters.
It's an ongoing thing, I guess.
Oh, my Lord.
He is a force of nature.
It's you know,
is
the
he back?
Passion. Not this month. No.
Okay.
I'll be opening the show with a Lord Buckley piece. For those who don't know him, he was brilliant.
Yes.
And before his time. And it's going to be Jonah and the Whale.
And one consistency each month is a host that guides the night. And so for this month, I'm very happy that Tone Forest will be that host.
Stephen Jules Rubin and Tone Forest, Santa Fe's monthly variety show this Sunday, the 15th of July at 7 o'clock at Warehouse 21 Black Box Theater. Thank you, gentlemen, for being with us.
Thank you for supporting.